I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
PANTS is looking a little different today.
Listen, this blurry thing is hilarious to me.
I've never done it before.
Me either, but it's a minute ago your microphone was in the blur.
It goes...
Can you show it? Can you show everyone? There it goes. How weird is that?
And it comes back in.
I know. We're like nerds on Zoom right now. Like we've just seen it for the first time.
But I think Zoom is constantly being updated to be more user-friendly. Because when I logged on, it said, do you want the option to blur? And I said, sure, I'll try it.
Absolutely, I do. Yeah.
Like, let me check it out. And then it felt a little funny. But this area is not figured out yet. I don't need everyone to witness it. And I thought, I'm going to go for it. And then you came on and you're like, I want to blur too.
I can't wait to blur, I said. Where's the button?
Boom. It's funny. My room is dark and your room is light.
Well,
it's a nice
doesn't that
contrast.
Make a lot of sense?
It does. And then Arwen has some funny emoji on her or photo on her screen. And I can't make out what that is. What is that, Arwen?
I think it's me standing next to a car.
Oh, that's you? I thought it was a movie still from 1979.
It's me in 1979 in a movie.
How specific. That 1 year.
But no one can see me. I'm hidden.
Oh, we know. We know you don't like to be on camera. I think the audience knows this now too. But you did a great job when we were at Spotify those couple of weeks. By the way, we'll be back at Spotify.
There's chaos right now.
We're world travelers.
Traveling pants. There's just so many workers here right now in every corner of the house. So if you hear banging, I apologize. There's nothing I can do about it. And Anna's working like crazy. So someone has to be here and I just couldn't get away.
Here we are on video.
So here we are. Oh, there we did it. Guys right now.
You know, we do keep our promises.
We do our damnedest.
Promise. What? Yeah. Well,
we do our damnedest.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about
the big
recap.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, do you want to start? I feel like
when we embarked on these, on this recap, we haven't watched this in what, 20 years? Give or take a year, but it's been a long time. And we both realized we had a level of heavy season.
That's what it is. We
both have memories of filming that season and what was inevitably going to happen. We were losing one of our best friends.
Well,
and
that's the thing. We realized we have PTSD because
PTSD.
When we found out Dana was getting killed off, like we had so much, We were in a lot of pain about it. We had resentment. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can clearly see it on our faces. Like this season for us as people, as Kate and Leisha, was not an enjoyable season to film because we were losing one of our best friends.
And we obviously all got past it and onward, but we hadn't sat down to watch it. And even in that first scene, when I was rewatching it, it all started to come flooding back to me.
Same.
And it didn't feel good.
No. And I think you and I both know that like what we had to look forward to watching the season was just more of that upset.
Well, you just can't make, you can't laugh and make fun of it. Like it's there's nothing.
There's like the levity. First two seasons we can, you know, make fun of our outfits and our hair and, you know, talk about behind the scenes fun we had, because let's face it. And this show changed our lives in the best way ever.
Oh, well, we met because of this show.
Well, you and I met. But we found chosen family. I mean, if there was ever, you know, a place where this term really comes to life, it was this show.
Yep.
And you and I are, you know, a clear example of that. But I also just how much we have to be grateful for in this show. I mean, we talk about it all the time. I think what just happened to us when we tried to recap episode one of season
We got upset again.
Yeah.
Without ever really saying
and
to
everyone
each other,
saw it.
This makes me feel bad. I don't remember this. So
not to mention we had a full season of watching, you know, this amazing trans character get treated poorly.
Oh.
We didn't have that to look forward to either. It was like how do you laugh and celebrate something that was
with
hard to go through the first time?
That, and that's what I was saying, landmines, because they are landmines and they only got bigger, or they were going to get bigger. And honestly, life is too short and we want to have fun, and pants is fun.
Yeah.
And we decided, you know what? Like, let's stick to what we love doing and let's have guests on.
Yeah. And let's, you know, when we talk about the L word, like, it is a celebration for us. It is something to, you know, clearly only talk about in a positive manner, because that's what it was for us. I think it just storylines for us. It really, like, you and I didn't realize how personal it was.
Oh, it really hit. Really hit. And that's funny that we never brought that up. It was only in retrospect that we realized, why is this not enjoyable?
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
it looks
onwards
like
and upwards.
Looks like you have a tie on.
Oh.
Anyone watching, doesn't it look like Leisha has a tie on?
There,
like a t-shirt
I fixed
with a tie? Oh, that was really good. Do it again.
Thanks.
Do it again.
I wanted to be a mime when I was young.
Can you do it again? Do that thing? It's really good.
There, I added a neck thing.
I love it.
Anyway.
So onwards.
My hair's drying in the blur.
My hair's
It'll
drying.
It'll slowly turn blonde. Does yours do that where it's like dark?
You know what's funny is that my hair, I've always been a brunette, but my hair has actually gotten lighter.
You know what that's called?
It's gray, isn't it?
Kate,
is it gray?
That's ridiculous that you're trying to. Of course.
But it's not like
it's gray.
But it's like, no, but
it's
like
not
the ends.
In
no, but the blonde. Ends are lighter. Like not here, but like here, like the ends are lighter. My hair used to be really, really dark and it's gotten lighter, but I don't get gray here. So it's fine.
I don't know what to tell you. I bet there are grays down there too.
I search, you know, I do the head flip and I check and they're not there.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Pants. Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress. And I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into bed.
Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep, are you hot, are you cold, are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Can I talk about my black eye that I got last week? I put a little makeup on it today. Can you see it?
Nope.
Okay. I did a good job. Well, the other day,
you're self-conscious about it when it was just a black
eye. But listen to me, you didn't blow it off, but you're like, oh, I've had a lot of black eyes. They're actually cool. And I was like, no, they're not. And you were like, no, it'll be great. And you didn't see me for a week. I traveled to go visit my family.
Well, I told you to send me a photo and you were like, no, I can't. It's like, it's a black eye.
It was awful. And then okay, let me tell the story of what happened.
All right, go ahead.
So we have this infrared sauna that is like our pride and joy in this house. We're like, we go in it all the time. Kim's a lot better at it than me, but I'm back. You know, I'm one of my health kicks right now. I've got my Fitbit, my morning routine. I'm doing the treadmill, mm-hmm. some really lame exercises that I make up myself. And then I get in the sauna. Well, Kim was in the house and I knew she was going to be leaving soon. And so I brought my phone and I don't like the what do you call the radioactive things that come in from a cell phone? Sure. I don't want to bring that in to the sauna. So I leave it on the outside of the glass door. Okay. I was like, if she needs me, I'm here. Right. The phone rings. I jump up and I open the glass door. What I forgot was that 2 days earlier, you remember it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
We brought all the pool furniture in, the cushions, and they were right outside the door. So the door, as I swing it open, it doesn't go all the way, but I bend down to get the phone. By the way, it was you calling.
It sure was. Welcome.
You're like, I'm sorry I called. Like, I wasn't blaming you. And so I swing the door open and it bounces back as I'm bending down to get the phone. And this thing has this giant wooden handle, like the size of almost like a short baseball bat. Like, I don't know why they needed to make it this big, but I slammed my cheekbone into this thing at 90 miles an hour.
I'd never heard you in a more foul mood than when you finally called me back.
Well, I wrote you 10 minutes later after I was like, oh, like for 10 minutes. I was like, I'll call you. I have a black eye.
I got a black eye.
And I think because I was in the sauna and my blood vessels were already
mm-hmm.
it just out of nowhere, I was just like, it was crazy. Anyway,
well, I'm terribly sorry.
And then I flew the next day to see my family. I was like, hey.
They didn't care. They just probably said, oh, no, I care.
It's just, it's not your favorite way to walk around the world. It wasn't mine.
No, but you were very self-conscious about it.
I'm at the bitter end.
A few days later.
Anyway, now I can cover it up.
A few days later, I was building something and I went to bend down and I cracked my head right here on the edge of the gate lock. Like those, when like a sort of like a latch lock when it clicks and they have mm-hmm. that thing sticking out of the door.
Sure.
I went to bend down and when I went to bend down, my head bashed the edge of that lock and I had this egg right here.
And how's it doing?
The swelling went down, the bruising went down, but I can, when I touch it, it's still sore. Like it's still tender.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Not
fun. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Be more careful, I think.
Very true.
That's what I'm going to do. Should you just go all gray, Kate?
I don't think I'm courageous.
No,
enough to do
I'm
that.
Kidding. I don't mind it.
I think it like, no. I think some women look amazing.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm not ready.
I don't have the courage to do it yet.
No, I think some people are beautiful.
And when I do have the courage, I know it probably will be the most liberating feeling because it's
also, you'll save a lot of money. Imagine the money saved.
Well, I color my own. I've always colored my own hair. So I don't, it's not like I go to the salon and throw down $300 every 6 weeks.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I don't, because you're blonde. Blondes
not that much, but.
But blondes are harder because you have to like match the root and the ash. Brunettes, you just cover some gray and you're done.
Yeah. I tried the home job thing and then I was told recently to stop, put a big stop to that.
No, you have to get the right product. You have to get the
right product. No, you also have to know what you're doing.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing it for years.
Wow, the secret's out. Also, years. Anna does it. She does it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked Kim, I asked her sometimes to get the back part, but it's, I think when a real hairdresser saw me recently, when I decided to start paying for it again, they were so horrified by the sections that were.
Because you're blonde. That's why.
No. It's the home job. It's like, and I don't want to throw Kim under the bus here either, but like a lot of the back was
Anna.
Like
Anna's the greatest.
Splotchy.
Anna's the best colorist. She's like, she could be a professional colorist.
Anna's great at everything.
She is. She's another polymath. She can, anything she touches always is perfection.
Did they have fun on, meaning CSS?
Oh,
CSS
had the best time. And I'm really happy that the audience got to see a little sneak peek of them as a unit because those four girls are so close. They're such sisters and they're like family. So it's nice to see if you know of them to see what they do on stage or their music, you get to see how their energy is together.
Yeah. I mean,
I just love all of them.
They've known each other since
they've known each other for as long as you and I have known each other. Maybe even around the same time.
Bond, the deep bond.
The bond.
Oh my God. We're forever bonded, Kate. I hope you know that.
You think so? I hope so. I mean, I think actually I would have an identity.
I mean, until you just said that.
Well, no, I just had an identity. I realized I'll have an identity crisis if anything ever happened. Where I'm like, what happened to Leisha?
Happened?
Like, why doesn't Leisha call me anymore? I would be.
What are you talking about?
Well, sometimes people grow apart and, you know, life changes and I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So I'm going to hold you to that because.
I don't even know where this is coming from. Do we need to talk about it?
No, I was just sharing a little.
Listen, people quiet grow insecurity. Up. People grow. I don't listen. What? How would I put that? I don't think, I mean, sure, people grow apart, but that's when it wasn't right. People grow apart that I think weren't meant to be together in the first place. Mm. I think people grow, friendships like ours grow, and you move in different directions, but you just roll with it with each other.
Right.
It's not like, it doesn't have to be because you go off to do a thing or this happened, or like that it would be like, oh no.
Yeah. I get it.
I mean, otherwise, what are we going to stay the same forever? No, it's impossible.
Right.
So a part to me is like, oh, something was wrong to begin with.
I feel you.
That's all. You brought it up. Now you have nothing to say.
No, I don't, because you clarified it.
I feel like you really wondered that.
I said it was like a quiet, like little thought. I'm like, oh, I never want this to go away. And I don't think it will by any means. So let's not get misinformed here.
Okay. But that's what I was wondering if you were.
Yeah, no. But you can never predict the future.
Well, who can?
And I was like, oh, well, I want pants for eternity.
Well, even if pants doesn't live on for eternity, which I hope it does as well. And I know the audience is for
well,
sure
they won't
agreeing
know what to do with
that.
Themselves on their Wednesday mornings without pants.
We're in it. I really feel like we're all in it together at this point.
Oh,
like 100%. Pants doesn't just belong to us.
Pockets. No, it belongs to the pockets. Pants.
I'm going next week to meet my sister and my niece.
Oh, can you come from the tree before you leave?
Well, that's what, yeah, we do have to squeeze that in. But I'm so excited about that. And because I'm on such, just the three of us. I feel like singing today, but I'm not going to do it. But I've got the singing song.
Why isn't Kim coming?
Well, Kim just came to Nebraska with me.
Right.
And this is only like a week and a half later.
Okay.
And it's just a lot. You know, you got to get the pet sitter and the house. It's like, I think it's nice for her to just relax. She probably likes the house to herself too.
Everybody likes their house.
I would want to get rid of me too. I'd be like a little bit excited that I was leaving.
She'll clean it and organize it and make it sweet.
She'll just be happy. She'll be, you know, she'll take care of the babies.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be fun. But I wanted to tell you, and which made me just think.
What?
Well, it's not that exciting. Sorry, I really hyped it up. That I'm going to get like a like week-long gym membership when I'm out of town.
At Marfa? In Marfa? They have a gym now?
Yeah, there's always been a gym. It's changed hands and locations, but.
Okay. Are you going to start taking classes?
And I thought you'd be proud of me. I'm also going to take my step class that I do sometimes there.
That's great.
What I'm trying to tell you is I'm going to keep this up.
That's great.
Which got me thinking in the middle of that thought.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to follow me on this health journey, we could do it together.
I mean, it won't last long with Leisha at the helm because she'll flip it and reverse it in a second.
This is unfair because what I'm trying to start right now in the moment is if we all do it together, if anybody wants to join me, Arwin, this is a very inspirational speech right now. Take note, sign up everybody. I don't know what we're signing up to, but like maybe it's a challenge. Maybe it's a pants.
What's the challenge?
Springtime challenge.
Right. I don't know.
Let's come up with it. This is spur of the moment right now.
All right. Well, let's hear what you do.
Like I have my Fitbit. Let's break it.
Well, minus the Fitbit. You go to exercise in the morning.
But I can tell you what I'm accomplishing.
All right. Let's hear it.
So I got up early.
Mm-hmm.
I do 30 minutes on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I blast the music.
Mm-hmm.
I might sometimes dance a little when I'm on the treadmill. I'm not going to lie.
You can dance in
I get like I'm in a music video.
Okay.
You know, walking towards the camera.
Yeah.
You know those.
Sure.
And then I get my steps in. So I got like 3,400 so far.
Do you run?
Because I have to be easy on my knees. But I will. Maybe I'll get up to it.
And then
I get on the floor.
Okay.
And I do like crunches and butt lifts.
Okay.
And then I grab my 5-pound weights and I do some like arm things. These are all things that I'm making up that I think I've seen through the years.
Right.
They're probably wrong, but I'm trying to a couple of squats. And then, oh, by the way, I put on like a sweatsuit, like a one of those sweat outfits.
Hot suit.
I feel so good because I've sweat and like I feel great. And then I strip down and I go into the sauna.
And how many crunches do you do?
Well, do we have to get that?
Well, you're going to do a challenge, Alicia.
Well, we have to make, can we make one like up a challenge together?
Well,
what do you recommend?
Well, I don't want to give you more.
Okay,
than
I do three here. Sets.
Three sets of what?
Crunches. Well, great. Like bicycles with my legs.
Great. How many per set?
I do like 60.
Oh, that's pretty good. So you do
bicycles 3 times.
You do 60 bicycles. Do you ever think of maybe switching that up a little bit so you can work more parts of your
body? I feel like you could really put together a program.
I could, but why? No one's asking for it. I'm not a fitness.
I'm creating one. What I'm trying to say is, because we know this isn't my regular life's routine, right? These are moments I have. I'm in one. I happen to be in one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to capture the moment. And I just thought today, why don't I get more people involved? So like I'm accountable to the pocket. I'm accountable to
our audience. Okay. And how is everyone going to, are you going to
I don't know. I think we have to build a whole algorithm now.
Well, I don't need that homework. I don't know how to build an algorithm.
Okay. Well, you don't need it, but people need you to maybe you could be the leader.
But everyone's fitness level is at a different.
I know. So, but mine is so low that maybe we could do something where we like, okay, everybody, five times a week or three times a week, you have to
do 30. I'd say do 30, 30, 30.
What's that?
30, 30, 30 every day. Do 30 squats, 30 push-ups, 30 burpees, 30, 30, 30.
And you can break. There you go.
There you go.
I haven't done any of this. Okay, hold on. 30 squats.
30 squats, 30 push-ups.
Do I have to have weights?
Say again?
Do I have to have weight or do we? I'm involving everyone.
I mean, it can help, but you do you. I can't tell you.
30 squats.
30 squats.
30 push-ups.
30 push-ups.
Can I be on my knees?
If you have to.
Okay, I do. And then?
And 30 burpees. And burpees will kill you.
I got to look up a burpee. I've done it, but I don't.
I hate them.
I think that everyone hates them, right?
They're awful.
All right, and we're doing this how many times a week?
Every day.
What? Seven days a week?
Or five. Give yourself
a
weekend.
Okay, five feels, I mean, we're start us off like, don't be.
Exactly my
point. All
of
a sudden it turned into boot camp.
Well, that's exactly my point. I don't know what people's skill level is.
Here's what I think.
Like when I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. Like I haven't, my exercise these days has been digging out the yard, which I have to say is pretty good. Yeah, I woke up today really sore. But whenever I can, like I'll try to do 50 push-ups, 50 pull-ups.
Pull-ups?
Pull-ups with a bar.
Nobody can do pull-ups but you.
Yeah, you can. You can totally do pull-ups.
No.
You can 100% do pull-ups.
5,000,000,000%. No, I can't do one.
Yeah, you could.
I'm built differently.
I bet you I could get you to do a pull-up.
I mean, okay.
And then in terms of, but 30 minutes on the treadmill is great. But like bump it up so your heart rate's like going high.
You should see me. It's hilarious. No, like, I'm bumped up. Trust
me. Okay, good.
What now, I'm not like walking like
are you like at 5.0?
I don't look. I put a towel over. I hate looking at how long it's been. I hate looking at, I just look at the clock.
And then I go really fast. Do different versions of sit-ups so it actually works out more than just one section. So do 30, 30, 30. Do 30.
I think we're going to have to do
sit-ups for every 30. So 30 push-ups, 30 sit-ups, 30 burpees, 30 sit-ups, 30. What was the other one I said?
What?
30 squats, 30 sit-ups. So then you'll do 60, 60, 60.
I hate to say it, but I think next time we're in the Spotify studios, I know what we have to do.
Great. What should we do?
I don't. We need some sort of mics that are like.
We'll just,
we do can
we
clip
do a,
on.
What do you want to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, we're going to do.
Challenge? Do you want to do?
I want you to walk everyone through our new routine that we're all going to be joining.
Okay.
I'm going to call it. Hold on, I got to name it.
I think I have it.
What?
Great.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Oh my God. Arwen.
That's it.
I'm not kidding. I want to do a workout video by next year.
Okay. You and Jane Fonda.
Us together.
Video. Oh, you want us to do a workout video?
Yeah, pants workout video.
Okay. Should we show up in sweatpants next time we're at Spotify being a workout gear? Okay.
I feel like you're behind me here. Let's go. Yeah, we're bringing our pockets into spring and summer.
We're going to be ready.
Are
you going to bring exercise equipment?
All of it.
Oh. You're going to bring the weights and everything?
I'll bring a couple of weights, but I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to
bring
like
the bench?
A bench.
Bring the bench?
I'm not going to bring a bench. Okay. Well, get your tank top ready because I know what we're doing next time at Spotify.
Top. I don't want to wear a tank top.
Everyone else wants you to wear one.
No, they don't.
Do it for the people.
No one said, Kate, can you put on a tank top?
I can hear it. I can hear it right now.
I can't. That's funny because I can't hear it.
In the wind.
I can't hear it. Nope. Still don't hear it.
I'm excited.
Great. Let's get back into Spotify soon so we can do our workout video. And I'm going to hold you to it because you're going to forget about this.
I think we should release it on like VHS tapes.
Great. So no one can watch it.
I have a question going back to sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
What's the trick to doing a pull-up?
We certainly sell enough of those. Huh?
What's the trick to doing a pull-up?
I'll tell you. You have to be have the genetics of Kate's body that are half superhuman.
But I think part of it is mental. Like, I lift weights every day, and I can't do a pull-up. I'm afraid of it.
Are your shoulders and your back strong?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm not trying to do pull-ups.
Try it.
Do you do it like this?
You can also get
like
the
this.
You can do underhand or, you can do either.
Well, what's the good way to do it?
I think it's good to alternate.
It's like, bye.
I'm well, done. Like,
Arwen, do you think Spotify has a pull-up bar?
I don't.
I'm excited. Okay, Pockets, get ready. This is it.
Well, we certainly have enough sweatpants. So
okay, okay. I love you. I'm so high from this idea right now.
Okay, great.
I can barely come down.
Great. Next time we're at Spotify, dress appropriately.
Okay, and I'm going to keep going. I X my calendar out like this. It's
good.
Very satisfying.
That's really good. Do you do it every day at the same time?
Nope. I get excited to grab my Sharpie. I'm like, that's right.
So in the morning, like, do you do this?
Damn it.
Do you try to knock it out by 8?
No, I forget. The workout or the Xing?
The workout.
The calendar?
I don't care about the Xing. The workout.
I was really thought you were looking for that.
No, the X thing is the satisfaction.
Time.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Happy New Year, Alicia.
I'm excited. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Alicia Haley, and Kate Menig. Produced and edited by Arwen Nix. Mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Pera of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.